burger.
Sweet. Welcome, everyone. It is take 272. I am doing something very different today. The first of its kind. Jerry's going nuts over there. It's going to be a short and sweet one today. But first off, I just want to say that Becky is on the pod today. She is my shining light and my best friend and dream lady. I have made her watch countless films, both good and bad, but I'll never forgive myself for subjecting her to what I'm about to do right now, which is the first annual SFT movie roast. Okay, so, you know, I'll give some time for some laughing, for some applause, for some booze, whatever comes out of it. We just got Culver's. It's been the Super Bowl. Me and TC called it. Chiefs were winning. You cannot bet against Patrick Mahomes, and we sure did not. So, you know, like I was saying, you might notice, many of y'all might notice that TC is not with us today. He is actually out of office. All he told me was that he has to go to LA for some unfinished business. So I don't know what that looks like, but unfinished business.
Okay.
Okay. 2023 was probably like the best year for movies since 2019. We got films from all the masters like Scorsese, Nolan, Fincher. We even got some incredible first-time films from filmmakers like Celine Song. With her movie Past Lives. Now, you have not seen Past Lives, but it tells the story of two childhood crushes reconnecting through different periods in time in their life.
Wait, that's actually really cute.
It is. I think you would like it. It's a film I can truly relate to because ever since I watched Annie when I was 4 years old, I can't stop falling in love with strong women who I want to walk all over me.
That's true.
All of you sweets that have been listening to the pod for all this time, boy, buckle up because we got some good ones. Speaking of strong women, Barbie was one of the highest grossing movies of this year and Warner Brothers' highest grossing ever. It was so successful that David Zaslav will only be deleting one film this year except for two. But do not press your luck. He'll do it. He'll do it again. He'll do two. But Barbie bought us only one. He's only deleting one movie this year. Speaking of $1 billion, Oppenheimer made almost $1 billion at the box office. A film about men in a room talking for 3 hours. And actually, Chris Nolan has said he's developing a sequel called H-Night. Which will be 4 hours of TC, me and our buddies hanging out, naming retired NBA players and playing Halo 3.
That's exactly what it would be. I need to be videoing you.
Wait, turn on your. You can turn
you
on your.
You are so entertained by this.
I tell you that there are some of these that I sat and like laughed out loud to myself at because I thought they were very funny. Well, you know, there's a few fun here. There's a few amount of jokes here that I've prepared. You know, when it comes to Oppenheimer, I saw Oppenheimer 4 times in theaters, each time on kind of like a bigger and a better screen. 4 is also the amount of times I promised Becky we wouldn't go to another Disney theme park. To be fair, though, they need my money now than more than ever. And, you know, I love to watch the little guy win.
Why?
So, you know, we've been saying it for years. We've been saying for years, movies are back. We've been saying it for 3 years now. But they didn't truly make it back until this year. Like, this is kind of the first year I feel like it's back. And it's just in time for Disney's 100-year anniversary. I will say their strategy of asking 22-year-old virgins, if you had $300 million, what movie would you make? Here's where some of the responses was, Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull sucks. We need a real last Indiana Jones adventure. The only way to be better at something is to keep doing it. So if you want to make movies with better VFX, just keep making VFX heavy movies. You'll nail it eventually. Or my favorite was, you know, I was too young to remember the Eddie Murphy's Haunted Mansion. We should make a new one. Well, we had Guillermo del Toro interested. I think that would be pretty cool. But What if it was directed by the guy who directed the Cheaper by the Dozen movies? So those are, we actually got some inside recordings of those meetings with those 22-year-olds. Very exciting stuff.
Very exciting.
Now, there were some incredible surprises this year. The Holdovers, the Iron Claw, and Fast X.
What?
Now you might be thinking, Fast X is the 11th film in a 25-year-long franchise. A new one isn't a surprise. Well, it's not. I'm just surprised the cast hasn't drawn and quartered Vin Diesel using the cars yet.
I haven't seen a single movie, so that's just so far out of left field.
Here's one that I think you'll like. You know, it's so great to have some guests here from those surprise films in attendance. Paul Giamatti and Zac Efron are here. The kids from Skinamarink are even coming. They're just waiting for their parents to get back from the seven circles of hell.
Look at you.
Oh my gosh, and what is this? We have one more surprise guest here. It's Agent Argyle. Unfortunately, it's not the real one. The real one is on their way to David Zaslav's L.A. home to break his kneecaps and rescue Coyote versus Acme in the Batgirl movies.
Oh, no.
But they keep telling me comic book movies died this year. If anything we've learned from real comic books is they'll come back with a new coat of paint and tell the same version of better stories till the end of time. So really excited for the next 100 years of movies. 100 years of Disney movies. 200 years. Very exciting stuff.
Cheers.
But seriously, comic book movies are alive and well. If they're good, people will see them. Just check out Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. I haven't seen that many people clamor to see people in suits fighting each other since they threw a bag of coins in the last Disney shareholders meeting.
Okay, that's really good. That was really good.
Hold on, I'm going to pause it. Okay, so we're back after that quick commercial break. It does truly feel like there has been a bit of a resurrection. Theaters are full, movie stars are returning. We're even getting a sequel to The Passion of the Christ. Turns out it's just Jim Caviezel talking to a camera for 3 hours, explaining how JFK Jr. is really going to come back this year, and you know, the storm got delayed, but all the Democrats are definitely getting arrested this election. It wasn't the last one, but this one definitely it's going to happen.
What?
Yeah, that's a QAnon joke for you. Streaming seems to finally be showing it has a weakness. They're just making stuff people don't want to watch. They can't get enough of it. In fact, according to recent reports, David Fincher is quietly working on an American version of Squid Game.
What?
As if Mark Burnett hasn't already been doing that for the last 25 years.
Cut.
Yeah, I know. So, Spencer, I hope you like that one. The handful of other yous who know who Mark Burnett is. My mom. My sisters. Okay. There were some good films on streaming this year. The Killer, Five Nights at Freddy's, and Heart of Stone.
What?
So, you know, again, you may be thinking, hey, only one of those movies is a good film. And to that I say, any film that keeps Josh Hutcherson employed and causes Gal Gadot become unemployed is a good film.
What does that even mean?
Gal Gadot is in Heart of Stone.
I know.
Don't worry. What do you mean?
But she is employed.
Well, it's so bad that maybe she becomes unemployed. Oh. Keep okay.
I'm the idiot. So
no, that's all right.
I gotta...
You're going to catch on. All right. I actually love the first Wonder Woman movie. One of the few good DCEU films. And Gal Gadot is great in it. I actually have a scoop as to what her next role is. It's a semi-autobiographical film, and she'll be playing the Uber driver that takes me and you to the airport after our next Disneyland trip. Now, at the end of the day, movies really are the greatest thing ever created. They've all their ways to express memories, dreams, and fantasies on screen. Images dance around and weave stories together through the hard work of thousands of people. So here's to 2024. More movies, more surprises, and two more kneecaps for David Zaslav.